Shalom uvracha. We are continuing mahalach of learning from David HaMelech how to live the wonderful life of a true Eved Hashem, somebody who feels he's totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely setting up the world to be in such a position, not to rely on anything else. Day after day do we see how we cannot rely on anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the nations of the world are getting together against us. Mitzad Echad, it may be disheartening. Mitzad Hasheni, this is part of the divine plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make us recognize that Eino Lo Lishono Levino Shel Hashemayim, we only have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the beautiful life of David HaMelech and the beautiful life we could all build for ourselves. Just noticed that we're going through the psukim of the Aleph Beis, Baruch Hashem. This week we're starting Oiz Gimel. Each letter represents another stage of this connection. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says the Aleph Beis, every letter also represents an idea. And it says like this, Aleph Beis is Alefcha Bino. Gimel Dalet is Goimel Dalim. Alefcha Bino means I will teach you wisdom. And Goimel Dal means that Hashem gives over goodness to the poor, the needy. And if you think of it, that there may be some remnants of these ideas in each one of these chalokim of the Kuf Yutes. The starting point is Ashrei Tmimei Derech. How fortunate we should feel that we have the right mahalach to look in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eidus Hashem, Pikudim Hashem, the Mitzvah Hashem. Ois Beis, we come to a deeper understanding of that. Belibi Tzefati Imrosecho. B'chol Libi Dirashdicha. We mention our heart, which we know that the Bina, the second level of a deeper understanding is, in the Chazal, it's called Bina Salev. Having a deeper understanding of the wonderful opportunity Hashem gave us to understand His ways and follow them. And maybe once it comes from Belibi, we have those other descriptions of David HaMelech not just doing it, but his excitement. Sosti, I'm so happy. Eshtasha, I will have enjoying interaction with it. And after that, we appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then to really absorb that into ourselves, we have to realize that we have nothing from our own. Goimil Dalim. We need to receive everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then use it properly. And that's the first pasuk of the Gimel. Gemoil al avtecha. Give over from yourself to your servant. Recognizing, I am Hashem's servant, just like a servant has nothing of his own. But if he has a wonderful master, he has everything more than anybody else, because he's fully taken care of by his master. That's us. We're the Abdei Hashem. And I recognize, nothing's for myself. Give over to me from yourself, because I realize that I'm the recipient of your goodness. I'm your Eved. Echia. And then I'll have life and energy. And what am I going to do with my life? Ve'eshmur dvorecha. I don't want life just as a thing in itself, to be involved in myself. Those who are involved in themselves, they think they're having a good time. But it's a life of frustration and eventual really recognition of the futility of life. But us, Adarabba, we have life, the more strength we have. Eshmer dvorecho, I will use what I have, the energy I have, the koichas that I have, to follow and keep your ways as best as possible. We know that the Rambam says, that's the schar in Olam Hazeh. When we say, Peirusein b'Olam Hazeh, certain mitzvahs, Torah, Gemis, Chasodim, you get reward in this world. It's not reward. It would be a pity to waste reward on this world. But it's a gift from Hashem. Hashem sees that we want so much to serve Hashem. He makes it easier for us by giving us the physical needs that we have to make it possible. So this is something for us to pay attention. It's true. All those things we're relying on from the outside world are not doing their job. or not working for us, and maybe working against us. It doesn't, but it shouldn't bother us, because Achias comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achias comes from the fact that we realize that everything's from Him, and when we feel that, then we have Echye. We have real life. Life means being independent. I'm not totally dependent on something else. The absurdity that's happening is that the Jewish state, which was supposed to create independence, is the other way around. It's causing us to be more and more reliable on the other nations. And the only thing that can cause us true independence is the fact that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by His Torah. And that gives us the force and the ability to go forward. That brings us to Siyat Neshmaya, to be successful in everything we do. Should be zeichet to appreciate the koiches we have, our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're avdei Hashem, strengthened within ourselves and our families, appreciation of the goodness we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning His Torah, supporting His Torah, following His Darkei Chesed, and Mi'etz Hashem, we will have a wonderful life in this world and see great Yeshuas and bring good great Yeshuas for the entire world.